The province is showing a positive trajectory when it comes to its ICU occupancy rates as Public Health Ontario, PHA, reports the lowest number of patients in the unit since November. According to PHO's report for Saturday, May 28, hospitalizations, too, continue to fall. As of Saturday, there are 144 people in the ICU with COVID. The last time Ontario saw numbers like these was on November 28 when there were 135 people in such units. Since Friday, 83 people with the virus have been able to leave hospitals, leaving 865 still being treated. 10 ICU patients with the virus were also able to leave the unit, leaving 144 still receiving care. One person was put on a ventilator, which means 69 people have been put on a breathing machine. Of those in hospital but not in the ICU, 129 are unvaccinated individuals, 513 are fully vaccinated, and 34 are partially vaccinated. Of the patients in the ICU, 15 are unvaccinated, 57 are fully vaccinated, and 7 are partially vaccinated. Although, on Saturday, 12 deaths were reported, increasing the total number of deaths in Ontario due to the virus to 13,223. There are also 1,144 newly confirmed cases of the virus in Ontario, bringing the total since the pandemic started to 1,301,018. However, in the last 24 hours, 1,549 cases have resolved. Ottawa Public Health no longer releases local statistics over the weekend. However, PHA had Ottawa reporting 48 new cases, which is unchanged from Friday's report. The Eastern Ontario Health Unit recorded 10 new cases of the virus, down from yesterday's 13. The Leeds, Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit has 18 new confirmed cases, slightly up from Friday's 16. And Renfrew County and District Health Unit is reporting 3 new cases, down from Friday's reported 5.